What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, everybody, we welcome you back. Good to have you with us. Final hour of power here on a Wednesday, leading up to 4 o'clock. Team 980 and the Odyssey app. You can hear the NFC Championship game again from Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon via our friends at Westwood One. And I'll be in Philadelphia, and so will Sal Palantonio. You know him from so many great years of reporting, Philadelphia-based, but obviously all over the NFL. And Sal Pal is nice enough to join us here on the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Sal, thank you so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm doing great. And if I had Washington at Philadelphia on my bingo card to the NFC Championship game, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I'd be vacationing in Fiji someplace.
Well,
what a great story the Washington Commanders are. As you know, you beat me down at Landover a lot this year.
Sure.
Did four of their home games. I did three of their road games. And I looked at the tape. You know, we have the NFL matchup show we're taping later in the week on at NFL Films. I've been the host of that show for 23 years. And I got to tell you, this is the best rookie quarterback I've ever seen.
Well, that's a great way to start. And you're right. I have seen you, I mean, obviously, you know, at a bunch of games. I didn't know it was seven, but I know I've seen you at a bunch of games. So you are a perfect person to have on. And of course, watch NFL matchup on ESPN throughout the weekend. As Sal just mentioned, the longtime host of that show. It's great. A lot of X's and O's. And a lot of great analysis, so make sure you check that out. So you mentioned Jaden Daniels, obviously the greatest rookie season ever. I mean, that's what we've all come to. Do you think? Did you feel that way going into the playoffs, Sal, or was it the last two games and obviously the performance Saturday night in Detroit where they scored 38 offensive points and he carves them up for 300 yards that kind of solidified that or made that in your mind?
Yeah, I think it's been a performance for the ages, and it really, really took hold in the latter part of the season. But, you know, you got to even remember what he did against Philadelphia's defense. Mm-hmm. December 22nd.
Yep.
The three touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. I was there, and that was amazing. He erased a 27-14 lead against the best defense points per game-wise and passing yardage-wise in the NFL. Vic Fangio's defense leads the NFL overall, leads the NFL in passing yards given up, leads the NFL in points per game given up, and Jaden Daniels just went up and down the field. And, you know, he gives teams that play two deep safety cover shell problems if they don't have the proper spy operation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very difficult defense when you have a dual threat quarterback like Lamar or Jaden Daniels, where he can tuck it and run it. Now, there's so many factors going into this matchup of Jaden Daniels against the Fangio defense. And if you go back to the game on December 22nd, the Eagles lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He was ejected from the game.
Yep.
But really, come on, Chris. It's only one player, right? It's only one player. So you really can't say that the loss of C.J. Gardner-Johnson was the reason why Jaden Daniels went up and down the field in the fourth quarter. I think you have to look at the matchup specifically and look at the matchup specifically in this game. Without Cosme at right guard, what is your plan to block Jalen Carter, who in my view has been the best defensive player and is the best defensive player left in the playoffs?
Yep.
How do you block Jalen Carter? You've seen the numbers. You saw him sack Matthew Stafford on third down in the fourth quarter in the final drive that set up the fourth and 13 in when Stafford was knocking on the door and was easily in a position to go up 29-28 and win that game. So this is a moment of truth. This is a moment of truth for Vic Fangio. Remember, Vic Fangio's 66.
Mm-hmm.
He's a longtime defensive coordinator. He leads one of the best defenses in the NFL. But they allowed Jaden Daniels to come back in that game. Fangio's never won a Super Bowl ring. And he allowed Jaden Daniels to come back in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaden Daniels just embarrassed Aaron Glenn up in Detroit. The Lions were a 8.5, 9-point favorite in that game. So this is a really, really big matchup of the Washington Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels against Vic Fangio, Jalen Carter, and that defense.
Sal Palantonio of ESPN, of course, NFL matchup. Watch it all throughout the weekend, ESPN, ESPN2. And, of course, Sal will be all over the Philadelphia and Commanders NFC Championship matchup. So kind to join us here on the BetQL Guest Hotline. So you mentioned that last matchup. I was there. And the juxtaposition, Sal, everything that you just said is absolutely, totally, 1,000% accurate. Yet, what was weird about that game is, like, at times Jaden didn't play well. He had the late interception with about 3 minutes left to go, kind of over the middle of the field intended for Luke McCaffrey. Had a late first-half interception. Washington turned the ball over 5 times, including Brian Robinson a couple of times, 6 times, if you include the turnover on downs on the first series, and yet they scored 36 points. And I still can't wrap my arms around exactly how that happened. I know there was some coverage busts or communication, but from your memory, like, was it just Jaden being Jaden, or was there something else that maybe I'm missing?
Well, you have to go back and look specifically at the film. What did he do on second and third down? And that to me is the key. Now, this guy is really hard to get off the field on second and third down, and especially in the fourth quarter. So the first touchdown pass in the fourth quarter is a 3rd and 2 from the Eagles 4. When he hits Zacchaeus for 4 yards for a touchdown, right? That's the first one. And then, of course, he throws that interception late to Blankenship, and Devontae Smith has his only drop. Only drop of the season. So then you go to the game-winning touchdown, was a 2nd and 9 from the Eagles 9, and that was to Crowder. And, of course, they hit the 2-point conversion. So he is so good on 2nd and 3rd down with the ball in his hands because he creates conflict in the secondary. That's the bottom line. He just does.
Do you think he needs to be – he's been fine with his legs in these 2 playoff games. Do you think Jaden needs to be like 80-plus yards if he's going to carry the ball 15 times for the Commanders to be able to move the football as effectively against this Eagles defense? And we don't even know about Quinyon Mitchell. We know N'Kobe Dean is out. Do you think he needs to be a big-time factor with his legs, or can he be like, I don't know, 45, 50 yards and just carve him up with his arm?
Well, Quinyon Mitchell was a full participant in the walkthrough today. Mm-hmm. Coming off the shoulder injury that knocked him out against the L.A. Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be shocked if Quinyon Mitchell doesn't play, but he's got to cover, in my view, one of the toughest wide receivers in the NFL and Scary Terry, who always kills the Eagles.
Yep.
So that matchup is a toss-up until we see how Quinyon Mitchell responds in the football game. I anticipate he will play. That's an interesting question that you have posed. It's very specific and speculative. I think the number one thing is you look at the four quarterbacks remaining. Look at the four quarterbacks remaining and how they won last week. Josh Allen had 147 total yards win. Patrick Mahomes had 191 total yards won.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts had 198 total yards and won. All of them are under 200, and all of them won. Jaden Daniels was over 350 and won. And why? Because he was playing in Detroit, where the Lions are a super good offensive team and can score at will from anywhere because of their speed.
Mm-hmm.
He did what was required in that football game. And so did the other quarterbacks. A lot of people are all over Jalen Hurts because he had only 198 total yards. And, he didn't have very many passing yards, 65 total if you – 65.
Yeah.
Let me repeat that number. He had 65 total passing yards when you take out the lost yards from sacks.
Yeah.
Okay? Yet they won the game. He hasn't thrown an interception and has 10 touchdowns with a 102.3 passer rating in the last five playoff games. Let me repeat that. Jalen Hurts has thrown zero interceptions, 10 touchdowns, 102.3. The key is the turnovers. And that is number one that I've always seen in my 34 years of covering the league in the postseason. Three factors that Dick Vermeil told me very early on, and Joe Gibbs used to repeat this all the time too. If your quarterback's not turning the ball over in the postseason, If you have high number of rushing attempts in the postseason, and your points allowed are low, especially in the fourth quarter, You will win, and you will go to the Super Bowl. And the Eagles have been pretty good at all three, except what? Points allowed against Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's a good point. And even there was a little. It got tight Sunday. When the Rams. When Barkley pulls away for that second big touchdown, I was on the plane heading back from Detroit, and I was like, "Oh, okay, we're going to Philadelphia." And then the next thing you know, Philadelphia is almost barely getting that game closed out. So, kind of interesting there. Sal Palantonio.
Well, that's my point. My point, Chris, is, and you've hit the nail on the head. So the two-deep shell that Fangio plays with no blitzing will allow the quarterback to operate in the middle of the field.
Mm.
Now, Stafford doesn't run, but Daniels does. And he adds an extra component in the middle of the field. So going back to one of my original points, what is the Eagles' defense operationally as a spy? It's not just going to be Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Dean, as you pointed out, is gone.
Yep.
And his replacement, Oren Burks, is not really that fast. He's nowhere near as fast as Jaden Daniels. Cooper DeJean is nowhere near as fast as Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
If you have C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which you will, that will make a big difference because I think he's one of the best deep center field safeties in the NFL, maybe the best. He's great communication. He knows the Fangio defense inside and out. But tell me, if you're not going to blitz and you're going to play the safeties deep, who is spying Daniels and how effectively is that player doing it?
That's a great question. The great Sal Palantonio is kind enough to join us, doing an excellent job breaking down the NFC Championship game. You can watch him all throughout the weekend and the week on ESPN and, of course, NFL Matchup. A great show for the X's and O's with the video and the analysis to boot. And we'll all be at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. So, Sal, I'm going to ask you the dumbest question ever. How do you stop Saquon Barkley?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say stop. I mean, you know what I mean. Because they did bottle him up in the second half of that game after he broke free for the 68-yarder end of the first quarter in Landover. But they did do a pretty good job against him in the second half. And I'll give you one further. I mean, you remember this on that Thursday night game. You might remember I was really loud and annoying in the press box in the afternoon with my radio show. Saquon didn't really really do much for the first three-plus quarters, and then he just absolutely stuck dagger after dagger in the back of the Commanders' defense. So how do you control him, limit him? Is there a secret sauce, I guess?
Yeah, well, just like Jaden Daniels, Barkley's the best in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Because the big offensive line of the Eagles leans on you and leans on you and leans on you and wears you out. So that's, to me, the most important thing is, listen, this game, I know I'm a little out of school here, and it's not the green Kool-Aid that everybody's drinking here in Philadelphia, and I do cover the whole league, but I think this game is coming down the fourth quarter. I don't think the Eagles, by any stretch of the imagination, are going to be able to handle Jaden Daniels for all four quarters. And I don't think Washington's going to be able to handle Saquon Barkley for all four quarters. This is, as you have correctly pointed out, a late-round heavyweight fight between the two best offensive players left in the postseason, Jaden Daniels and Saquon Barkley in the fourth quarter. Now, Barkley was denied a chance to get Eric Dickerson's record. He was sat in the last game. He's probably not going to win the NFL MVP. I have been around him. I know people around him. He wants to win a Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl MVP. He is a total man on a mission. Totally.
And he's pretty damn good. And if you give him, even if you get an, you know, here's the great thing. On that second long touchdown run, Sal, you know, he gets a crease. Great job by the offensive line, as you pointed out. I mean, they're the best in the NFL, at least in my eyes. And the Rams get a guy wrapped around his ankles and his legs, and he's so damn good and so fast and so has so much acceleration, they didn't even stand a chance, and they had him. And that's the worry, is that even if you play it right and you have good technique, he's really hard to bring down. And he's explosive, too, because he'll turn not just, you know, a 3-yard gain into a 6-yard gain. He'll turn a design 4-yard gain into a 68-yard gain. And that's kind of the problem. Before I let you run, and I so appreciate you making time for us, one area that I wonder about that not many people are going to pay attention to. Jake Elliott really struggled in that Thursday night game. He missed another kick on Sunday in Philly, I think before the snow came down. Zane Gonzalez has been erratic for the Commanders. Do you think this game could come down to special teams? And maybe that's generic, but I hope that question makes sense.
You know, it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. And, of course, special teams, without a doubt, always is a factor in the fourth quarter, whether it's a botched punt return, a muffed punt, a kicker inadvertently kicking it out of bounds that sets up a short field to the opposition, a missed field goal, a missed extra point. Last week, as you pointed out, Jake Elliott misses two extra points. If he makes those two extra points, it's a different game in the fourth quarter. So there's always that possibility.
Sal, I appreciate you so much. You've been kind to me. I look forward to saying hello in Philadelphia on Sunday. And great work as always. And we always make sure to mention, you know, check out Sal Palantonio on ESPN. NFL matchup show, great work. As always, Sal, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure being on your show. Thank you for the opportunity. You have a great show. Your questions were great. And thank you for being kind to me. And I will see you on Sunday.
Look forward to it.
Come find me in the press box and say hi.
I will. Thank you, Sal. Sal Palantonio, just great guy to have on, obviously, for all of his experience, not only covering the Philadelphia Eagles, but also the NFL, as he mentioned. And he's been to 7 Commanders games. I've seen him, you know, a whole bunch this year. So he's very familiar, as you could hear, with the Washington Commanders. So glad we were able to make that work. Appreciate him very much. All right, back to your calls coming up. Plus, we'll do cleanup on aisle 3 and dum-dum of the day as we return kind of back to our normal programming. And always, and we will always remember the great Pete Medhurst and his life and his legacy and his impact made here in the DMV. So we think about his family, and we highly encourage you, again, if you can give $5, $10, $50, $500, whatever you can. There's a GoFundMe account. There has been one established, and Pete and his family can use any amount that you can possibly contribute. It's all over the social media. If you have any questions, any problems, just hit me up, and we'll point you in the right direction. But you can check it out at Team 980 on X and at 106.7 The Fan as well. We're here on the home of the NFC Championship, the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. Who is going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl? We'll answer that Sunday in Philadelphia right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we'll have big breaking NFL news in just a couple of minutes during the trending alert. No, nothing Washington Commanders related, but, you know, the Commanders used to be like this franchise that we'll have the breaking news about. No longer, baby. Nope. That's because you've got Josh Harris, Mark Ine, Mitchell Rales, Magic Johnson. How did I see all of that? I literally, Kevin Durant walked right past me. How did I see all of those guys, including getting to talk to Josh for a couple of minutes and his family, and yet I didn't see Magic Johnson, who was there as well? I mean, it was a wild scene outside the Commanders' locker room, but I didn't see Magic Johnson. I saw him on video, but I didn't see Magic Johnson. I saw Joe Gibbs. I mean, said hello to Coach Gibbs. Crazy. All right, let's squeeze in a call. Thanks again to the great Sal Palantonio for joining us. Let's get to Lou here before the bottom of the hour. Lou's been on hold for a while. Lou, how are you? Lou?
Doing good, Chris. Okay. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
You holding on?
Yeah, hanging in there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
I'm good, man.
Hanging in there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think as far as your question goes, I was going to say all three of them is going to take, you know, a team effort. I mean, you got to stop the defense. You got to stop, you know, their offensive line is a monster. So, I mean, Saquon had his way in that first, I mean, the second game he played, I thought he was going to break that record over here. But luckily, you know, Jalen was hurt and take advantage of that. And hopefully they could find a way, you know, stopping him. And you know, their defensive line as well. And that the pressure from up, like our end need to get there just like the way they did against Detroit, man. We need to put pressure on Jalen. Try to see how that knee is and see if he's capable of try to run or whatever he's trying to do against us. So hopefully they could find a way, put some pressure on him and play 60 minutes of all phases and it's going to take a team effort, and you know this is what they've been working for the entire season and the entire life. So yeah. I just hope we go out there and play 60 minutes, and that's all we could ask for, man. And that's all I wanted to say.
I mean, I appreciate it, Lou. I mean, ideally, you want Jalen Hurts to not be mobile and to be a little compromised in that regard. Now he can still beat you with his arm if he's on. We know how good A.J. Brown is. We know how good Devontae Smith is. Even John Dotson caught a touchdown pass, for God's sakes, 2 weeks ago. I mean, we know he's capable of doing that. But just like I always say, if you don't run the ball, you don't try to run the ball, defenses can pin their ears back and they attack a one-dimensional team. If Jalen Hurts is hurting or is compromised, and you can make him one-dimensional, take your chances. Saquon's a lot to deal with. I don't know how they're going to stop Saquon. Because even if you bottle him up, he's still capable at any moment. You know, Brian Robinson is really not. I mean, once in a blue moon, the 40-yard touchdown breakaway against Tennessee. He's not doing what Saquon Barkley is doing. So what you have to be careful of is, again, so much attention is going to go to Saquon Barkley, I would assume. And they're going to probably say, hey, Jalen Hurts beat me, which he's capable of. But what you have to do is somehow prevent Saquon Barkley from taking, again, as we talked about with Sal Pal, a 5-yard-ish designed run in between the middle of the offensive line, say on either side of the A-gap, Cam Jurgens, right, center. And having that, because of a missed tackle or a bad angle or even a tackle attempt in which he breaks free, having that turn into a 60-yard runaway touchdown. All right, time for a trending alert. More of your calls coming up. We will squeeze that in instead of clean up on aisle three. Maybe we'll do a quick clean up on aisle three if we have time. It's more important, obviously, to get you guys in on the show and talk about the game itself, the NFC Championship. Let's do that trending alert right here, right now. All right, lots of NFL news. Trent Baalke is finally out as Jaguars general manager after 4 years. Lots of people were wondering why did they keep him after firing Doug Peterson? Well, they've kept him no longer, and it may have even cost them Liam Cohen, the highly thought-of offensive coordinator for Todd Bowles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who earlier this morning decided to return to Tampa and sign a contract extension. So Baalke is out in Jacksonville, so they're looking for a head coach and a general manager. The Jets are no longer looking for a head coach. They've hired Aaron Glenn, the longtime Jet and now former Lions defensive coordinator. The Raiders have hired John Spytek, the Bucs assistant general manager, as their new general manager. Khalil Mack has decided, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, to indeed play in 2025 after some thought that he wouldn't. And the Titans' new general manager is open to trading back from the number one pick. That's Mike Borgonzi. He joined them over the weekend from the Kansas City Chiefs. The Titans, rather, again, with the number one overall pick. Commanders out on the practice field earlier today in Ashburn, getting ready for the NFC Championship. You can hear it right here on the Team 980 and, of course, on the Odyssey app via Westwood One Sunday afternoon from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Tonight's Milwaukee Bucks, New Orleans Pelicans game canceled because of the snow in New Orleans. Caps with the day off. They're in Seattle coming up after a win last night in Edmonton. Wizards with the day off as well. They're against the Clippers tomorrow night right here on the Team 980 joined in progress as well. And that's what's trending. All right, coming up, an interesting idea, let's call it, that by the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll have that for you. But first, let's get back to the calls. Before we get to Paulie, let's say hello to Saeed in Upper Marlboro on the Team 980. Saeed, good afternoon. How are you?
All right, how are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Good. So, I've been talking to my friends about the game on Philly, with Philly, and I've been saying to them that I really just don't feel like we should do anything unusual. We shouldn't crowd the box. We shouldn't do anything unusual to stop Saquon, because I feel like every time people try to do that, they crowd that line. All it takes is one cut, and there's nobody left for him to beat on defense. He's got clear sailing to the end zone. And I just feel like in basketball, if you know the guy can make it to the basket, you don't start picking him up at half court. You back up a little bit. And if a guy's a home run hitter, you don't throw the ball to him anymore. Don't pitch to him. So I just feel like with Saquon, every time, I know you and Sal were talking about how in the fourth quarter, you know, the offensive line leans a lot on people, and that opens up lanes for Saquon. Mm-hmm. But when I've watched a lot of their games, I've felt like in the fourth quarter when they've had leads, teams start stacking the box because they need that ball back, and that's when he breaks it off. I haven't really seen him break it off when they've been down two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Well, he's not going to get a lot of opportunities in that regard necessarily.
Right.
But I think it's an interesting point that you bring up. Like, I'm trying to remember, I know in Philadelphia on the Thursday night, the Commanders constantly mixed up, dropping down a safety to create the eight in the box, keeping two safeties back so that the looks vary. varied based on down and distance and situation. Sure. And they did a really good job for three-plus quarters, I thought, against Barkley overall. Did he have some yards? Yes, of course he did. But overall, they did a really good job until things fell apart, which was sandwiched around a turnover and sandwiched around the missed field goal, or the missed fourth down, I should say. Against Washington, or here in Washington, I'm trying to remember. I think they did something similar, but I don't know. My memory is a little foggy. I'm going to have to go back and watch that. But they allowed the one big run, but then they shut them down in the second half.
But did you see the play the other day where he broke that long touchdown?
Yeah.
He was standing next to Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they walk two players up to the line.
Uh-huh.
He looks at Jalen Hurts to give him the look that's like, all right, we're good. And so that, to me, was also an indicator where he was like, all right, perfect. They brought those guys up. That's exactly where we want them.
Right.
Let's not do that.
No, it's a fair point. Now, the one thing I would say, right, is maybe you don't do that from the start. Because, to me, I still respect, even though Jalen Hurts has struggled as a passer, even though he's a little bit compromised, I still really respect A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, who, remember, did not play in that game in Landover, right? I still really respect those guys. So maybe you play it a little bit more, again, conservatively, keeping everything, trying to keep everything in front of you, trying again. And the key is not giving up 4 or 5 yards to Saquon Barkley. I'll give it up. I can't have the 65-yarders. You know, where if you take a wrong angle or if you miss a tackle. Yeah.
Look what we did with Gibbs.
Yeah.
Gibbs was chewing us up.
Yeah.
But the Lions knew they can't keep trading, touchdowns with us because we're just going to keep scoring them too. And they just kept getting away from Gibbs. Maybe that was maybe that's why they lost. But like, sure, take your 7, take your 8, take your occasional 12, but don't take your 60.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you're not going to outscore us.
No, that's fair. And listen, I mean, I would not expect the Commanders to score in the 40s in this game. I'm not saying it's impossible. They scored 36 with 5 turnovers against Philadelphia. But the likelihood that that's going to play out, I don't know. But your point overall is give up nickels and dimes. Don't give up quarters and dollar bills, basically, for a better term. Good call. Really good call. Appreciate you. Thank you, Saeed, in Upper Marlboro. Let's finish it up on the phones. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, with Paulie. In the 757, what up, Paulie? How are you?
Hail to the W, man. Hail to the W. Rest easy, Cousin Pete, man.
Yes, sir.
Russell.
Yes.
Application denied upon further review from administration.
Oh, are you all of a sudden the administration? Are you in charge of something, Paulie?
Application denied.
Paulie, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
You are on the wait list. And it's only because you live in the area that we'll put you on the wait list. But right
I'm
now,
an
the
industry,
application
I'm an
denied.
Industry transplant or whatever the hell he calls me.
Hey, look, man. Listen, man. Hey, Jonesy, man. Stop kissing Chris Russell's butt. He's wrong. Now, today, I will give you your credit. Today, you're giving us good radio.
Oh,
but see, it's only because you're picking us to win. Which that makes me cringe too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But on the games where you feel like we're not gonna win, like last week.
Yeah,
you give us 5 days of loser talk, be scared radio. We understand that you're going to tell us, we understand you feel the way you feel about who's going to win, and you're going to tell us why you feel like that. But like I told you on Saturday, well, tell us some ways we can combat that. Even though you feel like we're going to lose, tell us how we can combat that feeling that you got. You don't do that when you think we're going to lose.
Oh,
just,
agree with that. Here's why I think they're going to lose. Now, what can you do to get around that? I said all week, you got to run the ball. Natural run game.
Listen,
and what did they do?
And you acted like it was a hill that we couldn't get to. You acted like it was impossible to do. It's your tone, man. See, look, no, this was the beauty of Cousin Pete. You know what I mean? Because every time you got on your little rampage like that, you'll say, Chris, hold on, Chris. And he would give us that other side, and that's what made y'all so beautiful. But when you got in your mind that we're going to lose, it's just all week. Look, Saturday, bro, everybody was great on a pregame show except for Russell. or you was killing the whole, and I said it's Saturday, man. We don't got to go through all that. All we got to do is just do what we do on offense. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, you said all we got to do is play our game. Well, that they didn't play our game. They played way better than their game. They did something on Saturday that they hadn't done since the Tennessee game.
No, but that's our game. We're clicking on offense, man.
Right, but they didn't. They hadn't done it in 5 weeks.
You know what? It doesn't matter. There was you've seen us getting close to that. But you know what our game is? By any means necessary. Move the ball by any means necessary. If it's Jaden got to put the cape on or throw up the bat signal and go to his utility belt and pull out all his tools, let's do that.
Hey.
If D-Rob is having a good game, let's do that. Or if we got a dink and dunk with Terry and Earth, let's do that.
Hey, Paulie.
By any means necessary.
Paulie.
Yes,
I don't know what you talk about at 2:38 in the morning on this station. I really don't know. But I've got a message for you about
Shush for a second.
Paulie, shush for a second. Take a timeout. Take a breath. I've got a message for you from my new best friend.
It's a pleasure being on your show. Thank you for the opportunity. You have a great show. Your questions were great. And thank you for being kind to me. And I will see you on Sunday.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Come find me in the press box and say hi.
How jealous are you that Sal Palantonio loves me?
Hey, Sal Pal, application denied. Your application is definitely denied. That's the most evilest. Homer guy in the history of the homers for the Eagles, man. Application denied.
Oh, bye, Paulie. Have a good night. He still got gonked.
I thought you were going to drop him when he said bye, Paul. Bye, Paul.
I was a little slow on the trigger. All right. We're done with the calls for today. We'll do more, obviously, tomorrow. Sean Merriman will join us tomorrow, I think, at 1:15. The former longtime outstanding pass rusher in the NFL, Maryland product, of course, will join us, hoping to catch up with Solomon Wilcots at some point, either Thursday or Friday. And we'll see what else comes available for us. But before we take a final time out for Dumb Dumb of the Day, I wanted to get to this. Maddie found this. John Clark of NBC Sports in Philadelphia put this up. The Eagles are now selling the snow in like an ice cream pint from the game on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Quote, the snow, according to the press release, being offered in partnership with The Realist, I don't know what The Realist is, has been collected, carefully preserved, and authenticated to allow fans to own a genuine piece of Eagles history. Now, what history? It's not winning the game. It was Saquon Barkley setting the Eagles playoff record with 205 rushing yards, the two long touchdowns, right? The picture, which I'll tweet out or put on X or whatever, is like, literally, again, like what you would see, I don't know,
an ice cream pie.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. Ben & Jerry's or whatever ice cream it is. And
it's an
obviously
Eagle
there's
brand. At first, when I was seeing this story, because it looks exactly like Graters, our good friends out in Cincinnati,
yes.
I was like, is Graters doing an Eagles flavor? That seems completely wrong. And I had to read the story to be like, wait. No, that's just snow.
So it's interesting, right? Because the lid has Let's Hunt, and it has like a certificate of authenticity. And it's labeled, it's got the Eagles logo, it's got the pinstripes or whatever, and it says Lincoln Financial Field playoff field snow. And it's got the score of the game on Sunday, 28-22, and a couple other things, what have you. What my question is they say it's been collected, carefully preserved, and authenticated. Authenticated? That's the word, right?
Yep.
That I'm looking for. How do they keep it from melting? I mean,
freezers.
Like it's... Well, yeah, but I
don't know an actual... I don't have a good answer.
I mean, maybe what you're saying is it's right now in a freezer.
Well, that's the
and
issue.
And then they ship it with dry ice, I guess? Is that what they would do?
Unsure. But anybody that's tried to save snow, like... thought when you were a kid, oh, I'm going to go make a snowball and put it in the freezer and a week later, I'm going to come and I'm going to hit my sister with a snowball when there's no snow on the ground. If any of you were like me that had that thought process, you'll know that snow, once it gets in the freezer, turns into ice. And that becomes a very bad prank very quickly
if you end up throwing that. They know that in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Remember when they threw snowballs at Santa Claus?
I guarantee you that this, while they collected it, might have been snow. By the time that it gets to you, if you open it, it's just going to be ice.
Hopefully nobody eats it.
Yeah, I would. I mean, get some AstroTurf in your belly.
Yeah, there you go.
Ugh.
All right, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. We put a lid on things for Wednesday. Good show. This one, here's what happens when you try and jump a fare. Here's what happens when you try and be a cheapskate. And also when you smoke. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I see what you're doing here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Our little Aerosmith, Train Kept a Rollin'. Oh, Maddie. Tomorrow, unfortunately, we're going to have another sad announcement. And we're going to have Sean Merriman as well. So we will have plenty for you. Don't know about anything else. We're efforting other stuff, so just stay tuned. 1 to 4 tomorrow afternoon right here on the Team 980. But you know what time it is before we turn things over to Craig Hoffman.
It's time for Dum Dum of the Day.
Well, this Dum Dum is special. So a passenger in Germany was trying to avoid paying a fare. He was outside the train, smoking a cigarette. The ICE train departed Munich, Germany, and, well, he went on a lengthy cigarette break. He saw the carriage doors close on his luggage. He didn't want to leave his bags behind, so he jumped onto the outside of the train. While it pulled away, while he was still smoking a cigarette, from the station in Munich. Here's a 40-year-old Hungarian national. And here's the best part. He held on to a bracket. You've seen them on trains, right? It's kind of like, a railing, almost. He held on outside of the train, which was heading from Munich to Nuremberg at 175 miles per hour.
What?
He had boarded the train in Munich without a valid ticket.
Beep, beep.
He got off the train. That's something that somebody else would do. He got off the train for a cigarette at another stop. It was a six-hour, apparently, express train, which seems fast. He was stopped by federal police in Upper Bavaria after witnesses alerted officials to what the man was doing in the stowaway. A police officer from the state police who happened to be traveling with the train found the 40-year-old Hungarian passenger and brought him onto the train. They said the fare-dodging passenger was doing amazing, and he was unharmed. But he will likely face charges for fare evasion and an act disruptive to operation. So here's the story, boys and girls. Never do this on an Amtrak Express or Acceler or whatever the hell they do. Never do this on Metro because you'll likely go splat. How about this? Never do this!
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dum Dum of the Day.
Have you seen Mission Impossible Fallout?
I don't think so.
So I believe that is the one where I'm totally blanking on the lead character. Tom Cruise,
yeah.
Is hanging off the side of a jet that was without any stunt actors or anything. He literally, they took a jet off. He was carabinered in, and he just hung off the railing. That's kind of what I imagine this guy was doing with a 140-mile-an-hour train.
But he wasn't hurt. 175-mile-an-hour.
And he was smoking. I mean, some people are just built different.
I mean, built better than me, I tell you that much. Speaking of built better than me, that's Craig Hoffman. I can confirm that through sources. He's coming up next. He'll take you home on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks to, again, the great Sal Palantonio of ESPN. Great spot. If you missed it, hit the Odyssey Rewind feature to 3 o'clock or check it out on the podcast. Matty will have it all carved up for you at theteam980.com as well. Thanks to the great Dave Johnson on the life and legacy of Pete Medhurst in our first hour. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thanks to Matty Ice. See you tomorrow at 1. Sean Merriman will join us, and you never know what else we'll have in store for you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Adios.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.